Daniels. St. Helena, California, August 11, 1910. Elder Daniels, dear brother, I have received your letters regarding the council held in New York and the efforts that are being made in behalf of the multitudes in the large cities. I have also read your letters of August 4th and 5 to W.C. White. I intended to answer your letters immediately, but I have been carrying so heavy a burden that I thought I must wait till I could write you clearly. The position you have taken is in the order of the Lord, and now I would encourage you with the words, go forward as you have begun, using your position of influence as president of the General Conference for the advancement of the work we are called upon to do. In this way, you can disappoint the enemy. You will need all the influence that the Lord gives you as a wise leader to encourage your associates in responsibility to take hold of the city work and to carry it forward in a sensible way. I am glad for this letter you have sent me, telling us of what you are doing. The light that I have from the Lord is that this same experience will be needed by others. You will now be able not only to take up the work yourself, but also to exercise your influence as president of the General Conference to lead out in the very work that the Lord has appointed to be done. You cannot be spared now from the work that has been so long left undone. The Lord has given you an opportunity to redeem the time and cover the neglect of the past. I can now take hold with you in full confidence for the doing of the work that rests upon us. The Lord, in His mercy, will pardon the failure of the past. He will be your helper. He will give you sustaining grace, and we will draw with you and give you all the help we can to use your position of influence as president of the conference and to work wisely in the education of others to labor in the cities. Your influence will be under the Lord's wise care. And although you may meet with hard and trying experiences in this great effort, if you exercise the wisdom and the sanctification of Christ, you will have power and grace from above and the Lord's approval. He will impart unto you wisdom and power, and will also bring to you the joy of success. I am so thankful that you have written us how you have given yourself to this work. Angels of God will be with you, and you can use all the influence that your office as president of the conference has given you to encourage others to take up the same work. I will not write a word to discourage you or to weaken your hands, but will say, go forward in the name of the Lord. His name is a power against the enemy. I have had several days of illness. It seems as though Satan would take my life. I am weak, but not discouraged. Several nights it has seemed that I could not live till morning, but I am now venturing to write this, lest the enemy shall discourage you. In conclusion, I will say, redeem the lost time of the past 9 years by going ahead now with the work in our cities, and the Lord will bless and sustain you.